Becker, Episode 1, A View of Mount Von Relling.
The Queen of the Rockies, a grand hotel. One of the jewels strung out across the rails from Halifax to Vancouver. She's an ancient Scottish castle, though she's less than a half century old, and all the plumbing's indoors. About the last thing you'd expect to find in the Rockies in 1923. But then I may be the last thing you'd expect to find in a grand hotel. I suppose we're a marriage of opposites. And like any good marriage, we both have our roles to play. She attracts the tourists. I guard her from their attentions. Truth is, I spend most of my time guarding the tourists from each other. I'm the house detective. Becker's the name. Just Becker. I'm a pretty down-to-earth kind of man, though thanks to a fancy Eastern education, I can look presentable if necessary. I suppose that's the main reason they hired me. I don't stand out in the Princess of Wales dining room. And that suits me just fine.
So, I have fought my way through the storm, my friend. And such a storm would have killed a normal man. I have reached the summit, but the final act is still to come. And so, this is the truth. Do not doubt me, Kruger.
Niemals.
Never doubt the word of Von Relling. I raised my arm to heaven, and I drove my axe into the mountain. I sank to my knees, and thank God, I have been the first to conquer that peak.
Won't you, Countess? Do you fit into the scene?
Also on my knees, Herr Kruger.
Count Von Relling.
Ah, Captain West, we have not seen you so much this summer.
Save the chit-chat, Von Relling. You and I have business to attend to.
We do?
A matter of a mountain.
Ah, I see. Well, I take a cognac in the library before bed, Captain, if you would like to join me.
And me?
The mountains are not for women,
madam. I beg your pardon, Captain. You are drunk.
No, my friend. The Captain is obviously unwell, so I will be there.
And I will be waiting.
Help! Help!
Gott sei Dank, du bist endlich da.
Hold it. In English, please.
Ja, I'm sorry. There has been a shot.
Where?
Here, in the library. I'm afraid we may already be too late.
Stand back.
Oh no.
You recognize him?
Ja. It is a count. What is that noise?
Only the curtains. The windows open.
Then I will close it.
What? Are you all right?
It is so far to the ground. I do not like heights. The count loves fresh air. He throws open the windows wherever he is.
Was.
He is dead, then.
Nobody's gonna last long with a hole like that in his chest. You ever seen one of these before?
No. I am not a soldier.
Webley, 455. Revolver. British Army.
Becker! Becker!
Someone is...
Mr. Hickey, the manager. In here.
What is going on, Becker? Oh, is he...
Yep. Shot himself by the look of it.
Don't play detective, Becker.
The door was locked from the inside. The key's over there on the desk. Window was open.
Yeah, but you'd have to be a bird to fly out that window. It's at least 50 feet straight down.
Yeah.
I think now... I must go to the Countess. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes, of course.
Just a second, sir. Would you mind telling me why you were wandering around?
Becker?
No, it is appropriate. I was wandering around because I cannot sleep.
Now, if you will excuse me. Of course, I'm terribly sorry you had to be involved in this, Herr Kruger.
Yeah, it is tragic. Good night.
You're not hired to grill the guests, Becker. You were hired to protect, not detect.
There's something missing.
But leave it to the police. Right now you have other responsibilities.
Like?
Well, you're about to discover one of the more unpleasant aspects of hotel life.
Becker, ma'am.
Becker?
the hotel detective.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Becker. I have been waiting.
The Count died earlier this evening.
Oh, no. I must go to him.
Perhaps I should call the housekeeper.
No, no. I must go now.
Perhaps a doctor?
I do not need a doctor.
Sit down, Mathilde.
No. No. I was raised in discipline. Now I must that discipline learn again. You can tell me what happened, Mr. Becker.
He was shot through the chest. It looks like your husband killed himself.
I hear in your voice you do not believe this.
It's not my decision to make.
Do you know the Count was to meet Captain Vest in the library tonight, Mr. Becker?
You think the Captain...
The Count was a great man, Mr. Becker. The world is full of small men who would tear a great man down.
Well, sir, it doesn't seem likely to me that a man, whatever his size, would call out his enemy in front of a dining room full of people.
This amuses you.
No, ma'am, I just...
My husband was a hero, Mr. Becker.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I am sorry, too. Now, if you will excuse me, I must go to him.
I'll wait.
No, thank you, Mr. Becker. Mr. Kruger will bring me. One should not spend one's last moments together mid strangers.
Good night, Mr. Becker.
Yes. Good night, ma'am.
Becker! Becker!
Finally made it, did you, Sergeant?
So, where's this body, then?
In the library.
Let's go. Did you notice anything suspicious?
You look for yourself, Neil. There's something I have to do.
Are you going independent on me, Becker?
I'll catch up with you later.
Nothing you'd like to say to me first?
Yeah. Try to figure out what's not there.
Thanks. Oh, damn. Where's the library?
Yes?
Becker! Becker, what are you doing here?
I'm the house detective now.
Oh, is it the noise? We've got to get some use out of this old axe. It's colder than an icebox in here.
That's not how it's done.
Nonsense. You bang the pipes and the stokers stoke. At least that's how things used to be.
Things change.
They do indeed. Well, sit down, sit down. I'll consider myself well and truly warned. Out of whiskey, I'm afraid. You don't drink, do you, Becker?
No.
How long's it been, then?
Almost 3 years.
Good boy. I'm proud of you.
I didn't come about the noise, Captain.
Oh, you didn't? To what do I owe the pleasure, then, Becker?
Von Relling's dead.
Right. I suppose it wasn't an accident.
It looks like he killed himself.
Did he leave a note?
We found him in the library.
Library? You're fishing, aren't you, Becker?
Would you mind telling me what you talked about?
Yes, I'd mind very much. Matter of honor, you see.
It isn't that simple, Captain. Count von Relling's dead. You may have to justify your actions.
Justify my actions? Listen, Jimmy, what lies lay between von Relling and me is confidential. The Count respected that, and so do I.
I don't see as how the Count's had a whole lot of choice in the matter. He was shot through the chest with a Webley 455. Army issue.
And you think I killed him?
I'm asking you.
By God, you're a grateful little swine, Jimmy. I pulled you out of your own vomit, and you accuse me...
I'm not accusing you of anything. I want to help you. There's no one I want to help more, but damn it, von Relling's dead, and I know... Don't ask me how I know, but I know it wasn't suicide. Something doesn't add up.
That's your problem, Jimmy.
The gun's your problem. Damn it, Captain, I don't believe you killed von Relling. Help me find out who did.
The man's dead, Jimmy. Go to bed, let a poor man rest. It's been a long day.
Look, I want to help you.
Then you'll have to figure it out for yourself, Becky. Because I can't help you.
Careful! Careful! The souffle, she is vulnerable.
Yes, sir.
Careful!
Your breakfast is growing cold, my friend.
I'd like to shake the story out of him.
And who do you wish to shake?
West, the mystery man. What's he hiding? What does he owe to von Relling?
Perhaps the Countess?
Well, if she knows anything, she's not talking either.
She has a guest for breakfast. Perhaps she is talking to him?
Who?
That I do not know. But if you threaten me with shaking, I would say it was Herr Kruger.
Well, how would you
Herr
know...
Herr Kruger is the only guest who takes bitters with his orange.
If that's Hickey, I'm gone.
Ici Martel.
Bonjour, Monsieur Hickey.
No, he is just gone. A sneak thief? Oui, monsieur. Oui, monsieur, I will tell him when I see him.
She's a beauty, Whiskey Dan.
Ah, Becker. And how's it suiting you, the life of a dandy?
It has its moments. I hear you've been guiding Captain West.
You wouldn't be playing detective with me, would you, lad?
You're a suspicious man, Dan.
I heard Von Rellen was done last night.
You think West might have been involved in that?
I think I liked you more when you was a guide.
Yeah, I might agree with you about that. You think he was?
No, I don't think he was. And if he was, good for him, I'd say. He was a terrible man, Von Relling. Him with his axe leaving it for the world to see stuck into the top of them mountains he climbed.
What about the Countess?
Just as high and bloody mighty. She was tough, though. I'll give her that.
So what was it between West and Von Relling?
Look, Becker, I don't know what you're looking for, but I'm taking it on faith you're trying to help the captain.
I owe him a lot, Dan.
And don't you forget it, boy. Last summer... You sure you don't know about this?
I wasn't paying too much attention to anything last summer.
Right. You weren't, were you? Well, last summer, the captain led a party up the west face of Old Needle Point.
Mount Von Relling.
There's some call it that. Von Relling led another. A storm came up. Bloody unexpected. A real blinder. The captain and his companions were pinned down on a ledge. Somehow, Von Relling got through and beat him to the top.
That's a hard loss, but
they
I don't
died,
see...
They died, Becker. The captain's friends. We've spent the last 2 months looking for their remains.
You find anything?
No. Nothing we was looking for, anyways. Now, some of us have work to do, Becker. Sorry if I stepped on your corns.
Did you ever see the Count without his axe?
Not for a moment. We figured they slept with it between them.
Mr. Hickey, sir. Right, the sneak thief. Give me a few minutes and I'll be on to him like salt on a bird's tail.
Mr. Becker.
I assure you, sir.
I thought you might like to know that Sergeant Drake is at this very moment attending your piratical friend, Captain...
West? Where?
His room, I would imagine. 729.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Now, Captain West, can you identify...
What's going on?
Don't interfere, Becker.
That is my revolver.
And this revolver was used to shoot and kill Count Von Relling. Can you explain that?
You don't have to tell them a thing, Captain.
Oh, don't be so damn jealous, Jimmy. I'm not going to tell them anything I wouldn't tell you.
I'm afraid I have to ask you to
accompany... Am I under arrest?
Not yet.
Pack up my room, will you, Jimmy? I wouldn't want my equipment to go missing. You know what I mean.
You're not making it very easy, Captain.
Neither did you, Jimmy. Neither did you.
It's a beautiful view.
Yeah. You can just make out the peak of Mount Von Relling. It is hard not to cry. We will bury the Count beneath it. Ah, oh, such divine music. I understand your friend Captain West has been arrested.
He's helping the police with their investigations.
Which means?
Which means Sergeant Drake thinks the Captain knows more than he's saying.
And you, Mr. Becker?
I wonder if he's the only one with a secret.
Meaning?
Have you noticed your husband's axe is missing?
You have found it?
Not yet.
Oh, that is a pity. I told Sergeant Drake it was missing.
You reported it?
Yeah. I was hoping to bury him with it.
The Count was very
attached to... It never left his hand.
Can you describe it?
It was an axe like any other. Except that the handle was decorated with little silver triangles. 7 little silver triangles. Each one of them representing a mountain we conquered.
We, Countess?
I was always at my husband's side.
Impressive.
Are you condescending to me, Mr. Becker? Or do you believe, as your friend West, that the mountains are no place for women?
I have no beliefs about mountaineering, ma'am. Let's return to the axe for a moment. As I understand it, the Count left an axe stuck into the peak of every mountain you climbed.
Yeah, it was his ritual.
Each succeeding peak, a new axe with one more silver triangle?
That is correct.
So now there are seven of your husband's axes littering the mountains.
If that is the way you wish to see it, I think now I must return to the arrangements.
Of course, of course. Oh, just one more question. Can you think of any reason your husband might have feared Captain West?
No. He thought West was annoying, but...
So West wouldn't have anything on the Count?
On the Count?
Something that might bring him down. Evidence.
Of what?
Well, that seems to be the problem. I promised to pack up the captain's room. I suppose I was wondering what to look for.
Are you asking me to accompany you?
I guess that's asking a bit much.
Let me give you some advice, Mr. Becker. My husband was a great man. Do not join the ranks of dwarfs who would attempt to tear him down.
What am I missing, Francois?
Relax, my friend. Have a brandy.
Tea.
I will boil the kettle.
Let's go through it once more. According to Kruger, the Count liked fresh air.
I think he had some trouble with his breathing.
How do you figure that?
He had the bowls of balsam and the boiling water brought it to his room.
So, Kruger told the truth. Which leaves us with the axe.
The axe?
Von Relling's axe.
Was there?
Was not there, but it should have been there. A good climber could have taken the axe and disappeared up the wall.
West?
West. Kruger, he's afraid of heights. He made a real point of telling me that. And then there's the Countess.
Oh, you do not think a woman...
No, this woman might. But West is still the most likely. But there's something else, something he won't talk about. If he tell me what it is, I might be able to protect him.
And you feel you must protect him?
He protected me once, Francois, with a lot less reason, believe me.
What if you discover that he is guilty?
I just don't believe that he is. Nobody calls out his rival in front of a dining room full of witnesses. No, it's the axe, Francois. Find the axe, and you'll find the killer.
Have you checked the captain's room?
No. No, but I was in his room right after... Oh, my God. The radiator. He was banging on the radiator.
You have remembered something.
Yeah. Yeah, something I wish I hadn't.
I don't like this, Becker.
If you see someone coming, knock on the door. Quietly.
If I see someone, they are going to see me.
Let's get a little light on the subject. That's better. Francois?
Don't turn around.
Becker, are you all right?
You know, I'd almost written you off, Kruger.
I said don't move.
Becker!
Give me the axe, Kruger.
Stay away from me.
Give me the axe.
You just had to be curious, didn't you, Mr. Becker?
Charge!
What kept you so long?
Beg your pardon?
Oh, thanks, Francois.
He's out like a match. That is what you are looking for?
Yeah, that's it. You can tell by the triangles.
You think he was planning to plant this on Captain West?
Maybe he was, maybe he... Not this one, he wasn't.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Six triangles, Francois.
What?
Six lovely little triangles. We better call Drake.
Isn't it a little late for more questions, Mr. Becker?
I'm afraid I've come with more news.
Bad news?
For some. Mr. Kruger has confessed to the murder of your husband.
Franz? Franz, that's impossible.
I'm afraid he's confessed.
But why?
It seems he did it for you.
For me?
I don't quite know how to put this delicately. Was your husband aware of your relationship with Mr. Kruger?
Herr Kruger and I have a friendship, Mr. Becker. That is all.
Perhaps he hoped for more.
Poor Franz. Do you think it is my fault, Becker? I certainly didn't realize. Excuse me. It is hard to lose two men in so short a time.
I'll bet. Sergeant Drake will be around early tomorrow to take your deposition.
I am suspected.
I'm sure you'll be able to convince him that Kruger acted alone. Good night, Countess.
Good night, Francois. Good night, Mr. Becker. I'm not sure if I should thank you.
Oh, I forgot. I left something out here. The sergeant wanted to ask you to identify this.
You got this from Herr Kruger?
He attacked me with it. Is it...
Yeah, it is Otto's.
You're positive? You have to be absolutely sure.
Yeah. The little silver triangles. It is Otto's axe, for sure.
Kruger must have gone out the window, scaled the wall to another window, climbed in and doubled back to discover the body.
Perhaps it is time to put your cards on the table, Mr. Becker. Let us see what you have.
6 triangles, Countess. 6 lovely silver triangles. Can you beat that?
I don't understand.
This axe, the one you just identified, has 6 silver triangles. Not 7. 6. You know what that means.
I don't know...
If I remember the ritual properly, Countess, this axe should be driven into the granite atop Mount Von Relling. It's my guess that Captain West found it hidden a good deal lower.
Your guess, Mr. Becker?
That axe never made it to the top, Countess. And your husband didn't either.
And what does that prove? Herr Kruger has already confessed.
Well, I ask myself, why would you identify that axe as the axe your husband took to the library? You knew that axe had one more triangle than the one you're holding. The triangle from Mount Von Relling. Why?
It's late. I'm tired. I may have...
Because you'd prefer to send Kruger to the gallows than allow a stain on your husband's reputation. Because it's my guess that if Sergeant Drake searches this suite, which he will, Countess, we'll find the second axe. The one you used to climb out the window of the library.
You believe you have all the answers, don't you?
Pretty well. But I'm still curious about one thing. Why would a great mountaineer like your husband...
A great mountaineer? How you men assume the best of each other. Von Relling didn't deserve a single one of his little silver trophies, Mr. Becker. I planted those axes. Von Relling told the stories. When the snow drove me back from the peak, it didn't matter to him. His myth demanded a victory, and he claimed it.
But you cooperated.
The Von Rellings are very conventional, Becker. I had to hide behind the Count's skirts if I wanted to climb.
And yet you killed him.
I arrived at the library at 11. Captain West had just left. Apparently he believed that Otto might prefer suicide to being unmasked as a cheat. He'd agreed to remain silent, and, like a gentleman, he'd left Otto with the means to accomplish the task.
A Webley 455.
Exactly. But like everybody else, he overestimated Otto. Otto didn't want to die. He'd prefer to confess, to dishonor both of us. Could I climb after that, Becker? He was taking the mountains away from me. So I shot him. Sometime later, there was a knocking on the door. Someone had heard the shot. I suppose I panicked. I grabbed the axe and let myself out the window.
And Kruger?
Kruger had nothing to do with it. Until he looked out the window to find me hanging on the wall. You never believe how cold it was waiting for him to get away from you, Becker. He opened a window and pulled me in.
And what was he doing in West's room?
You did invite me to look for the evidence, Becker. I thought you might find something, so I sent an emissary. Ah, such a foolish man. Excuse me. I need another handkerchief. I suppose he loved me.
He did indeed.
A fantasy. He loved a woman he couldn't have. Von Relling loved a mountain he didn't climb. All fantasy. Men are all fantasy. I, however, am not a fantasy, Mr. Becker. I am not sentimental, and I will happily shoot you.
You won't escape.
As you've already discovered, Becker, there is a way. And as you've returned the axe...
And you'll run into Sergeant Drake and his forces.
What prevents me from shooting you? Or taking you hostage?
Your intelligence, I suspect. They rarely hang women in Canada. You may have a few chances to escape before you find out. This isn't one of them.
Then, for the moment, I must surrender. You may take the gun. Can you see the moon, Becca? Just there, almost lost behind the peak. If I do escape, Becca, they're going to call that mountain Mount Mathilde. I'm trusting you not to let anyone in on my plans. As a gentleman.
My lips are sealed.
Sergeant Drake!
And that was that. In the morning, there was a whole new crop of guests, a whole new set of problems. The Countess was arrested, and the next day, Drake found the final axe, with 7 silver triangles set into its shaft. It was stuck in the hall stand behind a couple of canes and an umbrella. I walked past that stand at least 6 times in 24 hours. The following summer, West reached the peak of Mount Von Relling, but they refused to change the name. The tourists loved the story too much. West retired back to England in disgust. I don't know if the Countess ever escaped, but some nights when the air is clear and the moon tips the peak of her mountain, I truly hope she did.
You've just heard A View of Mount Von Relling, Episode 1 of Becker, written by Martin Kinch. Featured in the cast were Andy Maton as Becker, Stephen Hare as Hickey, and David Lorraine as Francois. You heard Louis Negan as Von Relling, with David Everhart as Kruger and Pamela Brooke as the Countess. Brian Gromoff played West, while Daryl Shuttleworth was Drake, and Jack Aykroyd was Whiskey Dan. Period music for Becker is arranged by Miles Jackson, while the recording engineer is Bob Doble, with sound effects by Uta Schaffland. The production assistant, Christine Story. Becker is produced and directed in Calgary by Martin Fishman. The series script consultant is James W. Nichol, and the executive producer in Toronto is Bill Howell.